All right, Shaban, Sir Earl, coming at you. All right, today is Sunday, February 16th here in Chicago. It's actually been pretty cold. We had the All-Star Weekend this weekend, so the city is packed. Downtown Chicago, that is. I live in the southern suburbs of Chicago, but I grew up in the city, so... I want to first start out by saying that I really appreciate people from the United Kingdom sending in an email. I sent them a free, it's my World Cap. And then I forgot who else, somebody else we sent out a free t-shirt. I can't recall right now. But now, this week, we're sending out another free gift, and I'm asking anyone, which is probably my second largest download and listened to state of California. California. If anybody from California listens, which I know they do because we get a lot of podcasts, I mean, we get a lot of downloads from there. Send me an email to itsmyworld1podcast@gmail.com. So that's itsmyworld. You got to put in apostrophe at the ITL, so I'm not going to get it. So it's my world one, the number one podcast at gmail.com. It's my world one podcast at gmail.com. Send me an email stating, you know, which episode you like the best, what did you like about that episode, and I'm going to send you a free gift. So the first one to do that, tell me which podcast you talk to. Let me know which one it is. But the first one that I received the email from will get a free gift from your man, Sir Earl. All right. So what I want to talk about today, when I originally started this podcast, the fact of me being a trainer, a lot of people was asking me, what is it going to be about fitness, which would be pretty easy and actually pretty fucking boring. I'm a human being. I've lived a long life, and I learned a lot of things about life, and that's why a lot of my subjects are on the different things of life. And based on the feedback that I get, the downloads, the listeners, that people are liking it pretty well. But today, in this podcast, I am going to talk about some of the stigma behind fitness, okay? So I'm going to go true to my profession, which is fitness, personal trainer. I was a bodybuilder, judge, and promoter. So I've been around the industry for about 30 years. So I want to start this with saying, the first thing that I've noticed about this industry of fitness is the same thing that I've noticed about the world. We became a very soft society in the sense that certain things we don't want to say, you know, if you say the N-word, you're racist. If you say white people, you're racist. If you say gay, you're homophobic. You know, it's so touchy now. People get participation trophies, so there's really no losers, which I think is a bunch of bullshit. But it is the way it is. I addressed a lot of that in that. I did a podcast. You can go back and listen to it. It's called Are We Better Off? Which is back in the day, I don't know, you know, what age group people are, but back in the day when we would get our asses whooped and we got out of line and, you know, you met a man or woman, you had to say yes, sir, no, sir. We were taught a lot more respect. With this generation coming up now, I mean, they'll punch a teacher in the eye. We would not even raise our voice to teachers back then because they had the right to beat your ass if they wanted to. So, I don't think as a generation with all the rules and all the society and try to be even with everybody and not offend people, I don't think we're a better society. I think we're a weaker society because of it. Call me old school, but that's just the way I feel. Now, that being said, one of the things that I want to first start out with is that on the journey of fitness, like I said, I've been doing this 30 years now. Everybody and their mama wants to be a trainer. And people figure, well, I lift weights, I should be a trainer. Well, I eat cookies, that don't mean I should be a baker. It's different. It's a different calling. Back when I became a trainer, and to this day be as a trainer, you do it because you love it. You do it because you can help people. You do it because you can change people's lives. But that being said, the first thing that we need to do to start addressing the world of fitness is we need to stop being so sensitive about what we say. You know, they don't call fat people anymore. You're voluptuous, or you're curvy, or you're thick, or you're big boned, or you're fluffy. No, you're none of those things. You are overeating and you are fat. Okay. Face the facts, look at it for what it is. And, you know, one thing about working out, it's not just a vanity thing. Too many people look at it as a vanity thing. They don't care about nothing else. They just want to see the scale go down. I see it a lot. I've owned a studio for 22 years, and I see it a lot. They don't really particularly care about the health benefits or looking nice or anything like that. It's just that I just want to see the scale go down. They have convinced themselves that that's an indication of progress when it's really not. You know, if you don't look good, you know, you look like, what, 10 less pounds of shit that you did before you started on your journey. And people go by how you look. When people see you, you look well or you don't. I see people, they jump on Instagram and jump on Facebook. They've lost 2 pounds and they think they got it figured out. And, you know, and that brings me to my next subject. It's like, you know, listen to this and listen well. You don't know more than a trainer. That would be like trying to fix your plumbing. You're not a plumber. Trying to fix your car. You're not a mechanic. Trying to self-diagnose your sickness. You're not a doctor. But yet, we work in the most disrespected industry in the world. I mean, people have their own ideas about what I go through it every day. People have their own idea about what it's going to take for them to achieve their goals more than what you know. And it's like, you know, I train 10 to 12 people a day and half for the last 20 plus years. You're trying to get one person, which is yourself, in shape, but you don't want to listen. And everybody want to take the easier way out. And, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm doing this boot camp, or I'm jogging, or I'm running marathons, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. There's nothing wrong with those things as extra activities. But, you know, people have been getting in shape since the beginning of time through lifting weights to sculpt the muscle, sculpt and tone the muscle, drinking adequate water, and doing cardio to burn the fat. That's the way to take it off, and that's the way to keep it off. And, you know, people, one thing that I run into with a lot of clients, you set short-term goals. One of the ways I think is that motivation is temporary. So we're all motivated. At the first of the year, we're motivated. If there's a wedding, vacation, family reunion, we're motivated to get in shape. Getting in shape must be a lifestyle choice, meaning you live every day and you make the decisions that is based on you achieving a certain amount of fitness and health. It's not just looking, it's just not looking a certain way. There's people that are skinny that has health issues. Every doctor will tell you, you know, you go to any doctor, they're going to tell you, you know, when you leave from here, you need to get on a good exercise program, eat right, do your cardio, at least to a healthier heart, all that body fat. You know, you see these women, I mean, you know, Monique, you say, oh, I'm a healthy fat. There is no such thing. That's just like a tall midget. It doesn't happen. That's oxymoron. When you are overweight, your body carries a specific amount of fat, which is bad for your back, your joints, your hips, and also your heart. Your heart is not used to carrying all that weight. And it's surrounded by a wall of fat. It doesn't pump right. And that's why you see a lot of overweight people having heart conditions and diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. Your body doesn't function right carrying excessive amounts of body fat. So you can lie to yourself. You can fool yourself into believing, oh, I'm healthy. No, you're not. And if you think you are, you'll find out pretty soon you're not. You know, no one, you know, if by genetics you're not a size 2, you're not going to be a size 2, but at least be healthy, at least tone it up. You see these women nowadays, they think because their butt is bigger than their waist that they got an hourglass figure. That's why I said they're curvy. No, when you take your clothes off, you see cellulite, you're fat, you're out of shape. It doesn't look right. To people that think it look right, I mean, that's your choice. To me, as a fitness professional, you know, if you are not, you know, if your ass got cottage cheese and your legs look like cottage cheese, you need to do something about it. Looks good in jeans, or looks to them good in jeans, doesn't look that way to me. But you need to work out and address that problem. And, you know, and you see these guys, I see them all the time. They get a little muscle in their arm from doing some curls. And the first thing they want to do is wear a tight shirt and walk around the mall. And it's like, you know, that's a joke in itself. You know, develop your physique for you. Don't feel, you know, it's like we have this thing in this society. If I'm not rich and I look rich and I buy the things that rich people have, I'll feel rich and I'll be happy. And you find it not to be true. You actually have more stress in trying to pay for the things that you really can't afford. It's just like that with fitness. It's like, you know, you drop 10 pounds and you want to put on a pair of black spandex and walk around like you have reached your goal, you know. So, you know, and you have all these things. And, you know, when you look, get into fitness, there's, if you read the words quick, fast, easy, guarantee you it's going to sell. So they have diets that are not the way the human body was meant to function. You know, certain kind of diets, carnivore, keto, Southwest, Atkins, anything, you know, but they think it's faster, it's easier. You know, if you're in the South Suburbs and you're heading downtown Chicago, it's north. If you go and you go on the expressway and you head south, I wouldn't give a shit how fast you're driving. You're never going to get downtown. You're going to go further south. You're never going back north. And that's the same thing. It's like, why do you think people have yo-yo diets? They lose weight, they gain weight, they lose weight, they gain weight, which is a strain itself on your heart. Do it the right way. Take it off, keep it off. The best way to be prepared is to stay prepared. And, you know, quit looking for shortcuts. Do it the right way. Stop looking for setting your goals so low that if I drop 2 pounds, now I'm going on Instagram and I'm taking before and after the pictures, and you're not at your goal. That's like, you know, if I want to save a million, if I want to have $1 million in my bank account, I'm going to show you every $10 bill that I get. After a while, you get pretty fucking tired of it. Wait till you get to me and show me that. And then, you know, that's impressive. So quit losing 2 ounces and jumping on Instagram, taking pictures, talking about, hey, look, I'm on my fitness journey. Follow me. Aren't you proud? I'm proud. Or, you know, this many pounds. I know people that have lost 20 pounds that still look like shit. You look like 20 pounds less than shit of what you look like before you started. So do it the right way. Hire you a professional. Don't feel you know more than the trainer. Let them help you. All trainers are not good trainers. It's very hard to differentiate good trainers from bad trainers. I can tell them a mile away. But with this advent of being able to be certified over the weekend, read a book and take the test and you're certified, and you know, you think, well, I got to be a trainer because they told me I'm a trainer. They sent this paper and said I'm certified and I'm a trainer. No, training to me is something so far away from just being able to say I'm a trainer. I've lived the life that I've lived as a personal trainer for almost 30 years. And my number one goal has always been and always will be to help clients achieve their goals, give them every opportunity to achieve their goals the right way. So when I see all these clowns doing this thing and, you know, you get your detox, or eat like shit because you're going to take detox. Why you just don't eat bad? Eat decent food. When you eat good, when you are eating clean meals, eat clean meals. If you want a junk meal, which I suggest you should do once or twice a week, eat your junk meal. Don't get the Big Mac and the fries and the Diet Coke with the aftertaste. You know what I mean? Go on and get the Coke, you know. But the problem is people they don't want to sacrifice anything. You know, they don't want to sacrifice their time. They don't want to sacrifice their energy. They don't want to do any of that. They want everything quick, fast, and easy. And that's why the P90X and the Body by T and all those things sell so quickly, is because they're promising you the moon with no work. And that's just not the way it goes. You have to put the work in to get the work out. This is the only thing, you know, in religion, you can read and talk a good game and people don't know if you do or not. If you're fat, people know you're not working out, regardless of what you say. They know you're not eating right. They know you're not working out. If you're not in shape, they know. You have to do this. You can't talk about it. You can't fake it. You can't settle for less. You know, you get in what you put out. You put in 5%, you're only going to get 5% out. So as you're doing it, you know, let's get out of that notion of people being voluptuous and fluffy and all. You know, you're out of shape. You're fat. You know, let's start working on getting our health in order, and everything else will follow. Everything else comes secondary. You know, you don't want to be a good looking corpse. You know what I mean? Get your health in order. Let's get off all this medication that they got us on because our diets are not right. Whereas, you know, you see people that have high blood sugar and they're still eating like shit, but their diet is low, that their medicine is keeping their blood sugar low, so they don't need to change their eating habits. Well, once you get hooked on medicine, you'll always be hooked on medicine. When that don't work, they have to up the dosage. So, you know, I actually went through the high blood sugar and I learned, you know, you just change your diet, eat clean, even though I was at the time, and monitor it and make the adjustments, find out what's making it go high. Don't rely on the medication and still go out and eat all the garbage that you know you're not supposed to eat. So, you know, that's my subject on fitness in this podcast. And, you know, let's do better by this society. Let's get stronger. Let's just start doing things the right way. Let's quit looking for easy ways out. And you will find that it's much more rewarding, it's much more long-lasting, and it makes you a much better person. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm out. Peace.